Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Bill Dunkelberg is our guest. Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, Chief Economist for the NFIB, and that's NFIB.com if you want to find out what all the things that they do, and also find Bill's survey. But you can also find it a couple other places, and that's at my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We always post it on our site because we're very grateful that Bill allows us to do that. Bill, thank you for that. And of course, on your own website, smallbiz.org, B-U-S, smallbus.org, is that right?
Right, that's it.
That's where they can find the survey. Folks, the summary is excellent. I recommend you find the summary and read it every month. It's not that long, and it nets out the whole, an incredible amount of work that Bill and his folks do to pull this together. And so, Bill, thanks again for all the hard work you're doing here. Couple of quick things get off the table. Inflation is flat. Credit markets, people have all the money that there are no issues with getting credit for small business, regardless, folks, of what you hear politicians say. If small business owners want a loan, they can get it. And if you're not getting it, folks, you're going to the wrong place. You need to keep looking around. So, Bill, let's move over to some of the things that did change significantly. We talked about labor. The capital spending, is this seeing a burst because it's year end?
Well, it would be hard to call it a burst. You know, what we've seen is, over the past 2 years, a general trend up with a kind of historically all-time low, 45% of the owners reporting some kind of capital expenditure a year and a half ago. So that's the lowest we've ever seen it in our survey period. So that obviously means you're not doing anything but just kind of fixing and repairing, and there's no expansion there. So now we're up to 53%. So it's been crawling up slowly but surely. But still, it's way off the pace you would normally expect to see if we had a normally growing economy.
Mm-hmm.
So headed in the right direction, yes. Best we've seen in a long time, yes. But still, still historically a low number. We need to see it continue to rise. There's really no expansion in those numbers. There's just fix the roof. When the equipment fails, you have mm-hmm. to replace it, but there's no expansion in the numbers. We only had 8% who said now's a good time to expand. Now, that's the best we've seen in quite a while, too. But again, from an historic point of view, the people who think it's a good time to expand, that whole thing is tracked really poorly in this recovery.
In our survey, our little unscientific online poll, we ask our audience, are you likely to put off your growth plans till after the 2012 election or not? And those who were and those who were not came in at the same number, basically. It was interesting that 45% both ways, 10% were uncertain, but about 45% said they were putting off their growth plans till after the elections. 45% said they were not. And so,
Uncertainty is a real issue. I mean, you need these things. Who knows what? Do you know what your tax rate's going to be in 2 weeks?
That's exactly,
no.
Folks. You heard me say that in the previous segment. That's one of the issues. What they don't realize, Bill, what the politicians don't realize is that small business owners, our profit margin and our cash flow is very close to the bone, and any kind of an uptick in the tax rate, however it could hit us, could put a big dent in our profit and our cash flow.
Well, and it's our profit that we reinvest in the firm to grow. So if they're going to tap that away from us, and then ask us to grow, and we'll say, well, with what?
Right.
You're taking the capital that we need. Mm-hmm. Not only that, you're dumping all these extra regs on to take more of my time, so I can't spend time thinking about growing. I spend time filling out forms. Not a good deal.
Did we spend too much time thinking about the 1.7% growth, GDP growth, Bill, or when we should be spending more time really realizing that we got a $15 trillion economy? That's a lot of buying and selling. What do you think?
Well, it is. $15 trillion economy is really nice to have it that big, but but per capita GDP is not much different. So, yeah, there's a lot of numbers out there, and that means there's more small businesses. and more jobs every year. I mean, you get job growth only because you have population growth. Otherwise, you know, you don't get job growth. That's what, you know, Western Europe's problem is,
right.
Japan's problem.
Japan.
They don't get job growth. So, yeah, we produce a lot of GDP, but it needs to grow faster than 1.5% because that's a nominal number. And, of course,
right.
you have some inflation. We'll get an inflation read today. We'll see what that looks like. But,
Hey, Bill, thank you for being here. It's always a pleasure to get your report and your perspective on things. And we're looking forward to next month already.
All righty. Take care, Jim. Have
Thanks.
A great holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy
you
New
too.
Year.
Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Bill Dunkelberg, chief economist for the NFIB. And you can find him at smallbus.org and also nfib.com. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Whatever you do, don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.